Definitely, we expect there are going to be some changes. Number one, the Democrats' agenda on things like LGBTQ and democratic rights. Trump is definitely not going to put pressure on African countries to safeguard those kinds of rights. So to an extent, that might change. And of course, now there is the issue of Russia in Africa. To an extent, Trump, I don't know whether he's going to actively try and compete or safeguard African countries that are his allies from Russia's incursion into Africa, places like the Sahel, places like some central parts of Africa. So those are some of the things that we are really watching. But overall, Trump will support trade, but he's not going to really care about human rights and all those kinds of things. He's not like the Democrats are the ones who are worried about some of these rights and all these things.
Trump, it will be second time as president in his last 10 years as president. The relationship between U.S. and Africa seem to be quite okay.
Yeah, it seems to be okay. And this is his chance of redeeming himself, because during his first term, he made some very bad remarks. He abused the African continent. He talked about the African continent in very unfavorable terms. So this could give him a second chance at redeeming his image with Africa.
And what do you think of issues like AGOA, PEPFAR? Do you think his administration may be different from the current one?
He's going to definitely reduce funding in some of those things. Trump is not big on funding initiatives where he does not see how Americans are benefiting directly. So I see, for example, even him reducing funding to Haiti. Remember, Kenya is in Haiti. So he might reduce funding for such ventures, because according to him, that is not his problem. And he doesn't want Americans to spend their money on things that do not concern them.